The next kina is kina Yudzayin. This is perhaps the most graphic of all the kinos, also been by Rabbi Elazar HaKalir, based on a pasuk we read in Eicha, two pasukim actually, that we read in Eicha, read last night. Im tochalna nashim piryam, if women, mothers, can eat their own children, im tivashelna rachamaniyot yaldehen, if even the most compassionate of Jewish mothers could cook their own children. And this kina, which is stylistically arranged with an alphabetical letter, is really very graphic and very powerful in describing all the various horrors that took place during the time of the Matzor, the siege, 3 weeks before the actual destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, when increasingly situation got desperate, thirst, hunger, starvation, desperation kicked in, and eventually, of course, the horrors of the destruction of the city and where our enemies raped and pillaged. A number of years ago, we mentioned, I think this is maybe the only source we're really repeating, I think 7 or 8 years ago I mentioned this, but I thought it's kedai to repeat, an incredible insight into this kina in source number 14. This is a sefer of Machshava, or Shmuzin, Musar, Agarata, called the Daluyos Yecheskel. This is written, I don't know if it's written by or written up of his sichot. I'm not sure if he's the author or they just wrote up, his students wrote it, but it's from Rabbi Yecheskel Sarna, who was Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron. We know that Yeshiva Chevron was a shlucha of the Slabodka Yeshiva, and it's called Chevron because it was in Chevron, Ira Kodesh. And of course, they were there until the massacre, the terrible massacre that took place in Chevron. Many of the people who were killed then were Talmidim of the yeshiva. At that point, they felt they couldn't in any real way stay in Chevron. Eventually, they moved to Yerushalayim. The yeshiva has continued, eventually settling the Yom HaZeh, where it is in today in Givat Mordechai, not that far from here, one of the premier yeshivas in the world for many, many decades now. So for a time, the Rosh Yeshiva was Rabbi Yecheskel Sarna. And we have many of his Lomdasha Shurim in Gemara, called Beis Yecheskel, but they have Sashkafa stuff in Daluyos Yecheskel. So he is very much in touch with. He doesn't skip around the bush, he doesn't deny, he doesn't obfuscate. He leans in, as we might say, to the horror, the absolutely unbelievable cruelty of this kina. And he says as follows, source number 14. Ha'achzariyut shemit achzurim ha'anashim b'yimei shoah ha'overet aleihem avot al banim banim al avot ein zo mida grua shel achzariyut sheba'aleihem nitba'im al kach. He says all of this horrible cruelty that we see being described, this is not actual cruelty being done by the parent, by the mother, by the people who are cannibalizing, and according to one version of Chazal, actually killing their old children, not only eating. Right? The pashtus of the kina is they died because of malnutrition, and then the parents out of desperation, the mother out of desperation, ate the child. There's one version of Chazal that the parents killed the child so they could eat the flesh. But either way, says Rabbi Yecheskel Sarna, don't think that it is as it appears. He's not denying the cruelty, but it's so cruel that you can't take the Medrash at face value. You can't take the kina at face value. This is not the pshat that these people were so cruel on their own, such that now they deserve to be punished for such horrible, horrible behavior. On the contrary, kach elahu onesh. This is not the behavior for which they deserve to be punished. This is the onesh. It's an onesh chamur ma'od. There was some other prior Avera. Maybe it was the big three, maybe it's Sinas Chinam, it doesn't matter. There was a prior Avera that was so terrible. And how did Hashem decide to punish them? By making them act so horribly and desperately that must have been horrible for them. I'm not counting how horrible it was for the children. I'm not discounting that. But think about how horrible this must have been, how torturous, how painful this must have been for the mother, for the parent, doing this to his or her child. That was a punishment that had experienced that pain. Now, that's not at all the way it seems in the kina. But it says, Rabbi Yecheskel Sarna, how do I know this? V'haraya al-kach. because it's called a kina. Kina im tochal nashim periya. Im lo kein, if it's not that, it shouldn't be called a kina, ela a tochacha. The thrust of this is not to criticize them. It's to lament at how Nebuch it is. If they did this horrible thing and that was the problem, then we would have been condemning them, not lamenting and sympathizing with their plight. The fact that it's a kina and not a tochacha, that shows he onesh achet shekadamlo. They deserve criticism for the previous chataim. But here it's a Nebuch, oy vavai, that this is how terrible and how graphic and how painful the punishment was. The onesh kazeh ba rak achet shu yotze mederech hateva. They did things that were so horrible before the Chorban, and as a result, Hashem punished them, not only with the Chorban, but with this horrible fate during and anticipating and leading into the Chorban itself. Because, in other words, what he's saying is, this is so horrible, it cannot be that on their own, a Yiddish Shemama would do such a thing. Impossible. Bateva, a Jew, unfortunately, when they're not doing the right thing, or is capable of doing as bad as anybody else. But to be, have a rishus that was so me'al hateva, as a mother, a Yiddish mama, eating her own children, impossible. Now how do we all know that he's right? Because we're all blessed with Yiddish mamas. It's inconceivable, if you've had a loving Jewish mother, if you are, we have people in the room or maybe watching who are Jewish mothers. Many of us on this side of the Mechitza are married to Jewish mothers. It is inconceivable that such a thing could happen. Inconceivable. Nashim Rachmanios would do such a thing. It's so beyond anything. It's not that people just did this and therefore they should be punished. This was forced on them as part of their suffering. They didn't just see the loss of loved ones. They didn't just die or get killed themselves. They didn't just starve themselves. They starved so much that out of desperation, they had to eat their own children. It was a punishment. And this is, I think, again, it's a chiddush. I don't think this is the way we typically would experience this kina or these psukim in Sefer in Megillas Eicha. But I think it is a powerful, possible way, I would say, of looking at the kina in the story. And it reflects something that is so powerful, which is to be in touch with something that gives us so much comfort and so much pride, not only in the best of times, but in normal times. Right? I'm not a psychologist. I don't even play one on TV. But you don't have to be a psychologist to understand how important it is for a child to have a loving home, a stable home, to have parents who love him or her, supportive, etc. Right? When you have a parent doing what is described in this kina as the ultimate betrayal, it's not just what would happen physically to such a child. Even if a child or the siblings survived it, to see your parent act that way, it can never be the same. L'mosha mahadav erdoma, rachmana letzlan. We don't know anyone who ever did this. But we live in a world in which it's not as uncommon as it should be, in which parents abuse their children. It could be physical abuse, it could be other forms of abuse. And any educator, any rabbi, and certainly any mental health professional will tell you, the impact that that has on a child could last a lifetime, and it's horrible. And the moment, or the physical scars of that abuse, pale in comparison to the residual emotional scars. And the emotional scar is because it's not just what happened, which could be bad enough. It's who did it. Someone who you looked up to, someone who you trusted, someone who was supposed to be there for you. That's also why when you have rabbinic abuse, it's so horrific. It's a betrayal of the role the rabbi is supposed to play. If you can't trust the rabbi to represent something, then how can you trust? There's no firm ground to stand on anymore. What could be worse than that? Only one thing, a parent. It's the only thing that could be worse. The betrayal of a parent. So that's what's happening here. Im tochalna nashim periya, im tavashelna rachmaniyot yaldehen. It's the ultimate cruelty, the ultimate betrayal. So beyond anything we can imagine. So Chesed Sarah, he doesn't even think it happened the way we imagined it. Meaning it didn't happen because people just decided to be bad. This was, he says, Me'al Hateva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a certain sense, punished them, and in a certain sense, forced them to do this. Because he can't imagine it just happening any other way. Whether he's right or not about that, it's impossible to know. It's a theory, it's a pshat. Could be, it couldn't be. Maybe he's wrong, maybe he's right, I don't know. But what is driving him to have this less than push up shot interpretation is because otherwise it's so inconceivable. Because it's so horrific. And it's so beyond cruel. And it's so nothing we could possibly imagine. And yet, whether he's right or not, it happened. Not just because a python said it, because the Navi said it. It's an Echa. So it's not just, again, the bricks and the mortar, it's not just the Mizbeach, it's not just the Karbonos. The Churban was horrific as a kind of crusade, as a pogrom, as a Holocaust. The death, the destruction, the starvation, the hunger, what it drove people to do in desperation. This is also something that we have to try to get in touch with and be part of our mourning experience today. And other kinos have been hinting at it, but this kina dives into it with both feet.